So, I honestly don't know what I expected from watching this, but I can say that I was not disappointed. It was definitely all the 2000s nonsense I was expecting.
Absolutely. Well, the only impression I have of it was when you told me, oh, I downloaded Dante's Cove. I was like, what's that? And I googled it and I saw a really trashy looking poster with a bunch of shirtless dudes and I'm like, looks like garbage, but like, yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah, like I feel like we hadn't watched anything like truly bad in a while.
Oh yeah, no, this is pretty bad. It was more pornographic than I was expecting.
I can honestly agree with that as well because I was not expecting like half of what we saw.
Yeah, especially since it much like the Yeti movie, it's like first few minutes full frontal, holding nothing back, like in the
It's true.
first couple minutes, so.
It took them a good like 3, 4 minutes until they got to it, though.
That's true, but then it was like, here's them having sex for 4 minutes and then leading up to the actual plot point. Like that's what most of this is it's like it's a lot of characters having sex and there is plot, but like they spend a lot of time just on like sex montages.
It's true. There's about like 9 in the first
Yeah, like
episode.
you know The Room?
Yeah.
Like less painful to watch. Like they're a little more artfully done, but it's very similarly done in the way that it's just like here's music and a montage of two people having sex for like a good 4 minutes.
Honestly, if you just like imagine TVMA in like 2005, that's what it would have been.
Yeah.
Because it's like that level. It's like basically HBO.
Right.
Like, I mean, would you say HBO now or HBO then? That's really. I
I
mean, it's
don't
hard to
know.
detach the fact that this feels very old. Like,
Yeah, it really dates itself.
it's very quintessential, like
Like it
mid-2000s.
doesn't even date itself with like technology or references. It completely dates itself purely by style.
Yeah.
Like,
You know.
just the style dates it.
I really wanted to have a crossover with your other podcast, so that's how I wanted to bring it in. Just have that whole 2000s flair in there.
Oh, great. I look forward to it.
Actually, it was purely accidental.
I think a lot of the bad movies we watched were made in the 2000s, though.
Again, it's just
Purely accidental.
that period in time, they were just willing to do all kinds of crazy
They
stuff.
were, and I appreciate them for it.
Yeah. I mean, I wish we would take more risks now.
That's true. There's not a lot of risks right
I'm
now.
tired of seeing the same old thing. Do something weird.
Yeah, like witches and killing people and lots of gay sex on beaches.
I mean, I think it can be done. I think it can be done on Netflix. It can be done.
That's true. I just think it's funny because Dante's Cove really kind of switches between like gay soap opera and then like culty witch stuff and pentagrams and murder, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, it's very hard to pinpoint what's going on. So, pretty much what I've extrapolated from the first episode was there was, I guess it was in 1840 because they picked
Yeah.
every. Usually, I feel like when they pick like an old-timey date, they try and pick like
A
literally.
random
Yeah,
number.
they really try and get as arbitrary as possible, like 1734 or 32 or something like that. It's very out there, but this one was like 1840, and I'm
And I'm
like,
pretty sure he lived from like 1810 to 1840, so like they really didn't even try.
yeah, he was supposed to be 30 exactly. They wanted to make sure you knew how old he was because for the gays, it's very important. It's like, he can't be too old because I know he's supposed to be like eternal or some bullshit like that, but he can't be like old because no one wants to get down with an oldie.
Which is why the witch making him an old man was such a major point.
Yeah. She's just
Like,
like, you're going to find a young man, but she made him look really old. And it's just like, no young man's gonna want an old dude. And I'm like, wow, she really knew the gay community way back then in 1840. She knew exactly what was up.
my God. Can't believe she w true, just LGBT expert.
Well, she could see the future. That's how she knew he was going to cheat on her.
You're right.
Which was funny. Like, I love the whole plot point that he was a messy gay who was just like, ooh, she a witch. I want to learn all her stuff. But he, like, pretended to be with her. And then she caught him fucking a butler.
I also love that, like, when he did fuck the butler, like, they really weren't trying to be subtle. Like, they fucked in the foyer. Yeah. Like, they're, like, immediately after she walks out the door. Hey, butler, what's up?
Yeah, the funniest part was the butler was just like, can I help you with anything? And he was like, yes.
And then started undressing him.
Exactly. And the butler proceeded to be like, okay. That's the funnier part. I feel like, I mean, you know, did he have gaydar and know that the butler was also gay, or was the butler just like,
I'll in due like service? I feel like the vibe I was getting is that it was already an established thing. Mm. Like, they already knew it was like that. Because as soon as he's like, is there anything I can do for you? I was like, they're gonna fuck, like, straight up. Like, the way he said that, there's no way. Oh,
so he was just playing the role for the formalities.
Like, yeah. Like, role playing, but it's not, because he is the butler.
That's the best. Honestly, that's the best kind of role play, when they're actually that job.
Oh my god, yes. Role playing, but when you actually take the job, so it's authentic. It's like method acting, but like method role playing.
I love that concept.
Me too.
More people should do that.
Method role playing.
That's how you find. That would be a great way to figure out what your career should be.
And by method role playing?
Yeah, I mean, it's. Because it's really funny, as I was thinking, like, it's kind of like the shadowing program, but instead.
To find out if you want to be a doctor, you become a doctor. Is a doctor for a month? This isn't for me.
Yeah, you just have to play that role. You don't actually do the stuff. Like, you're like, oh, I'm a surgeon, I have to go do this. Like, you have to go, like, deliver bad news. You have to, like, actually study
perform
stuff.
Perform surgery.
No, but you don't actually perform surgery. Yeah. You perform fake surgeries. So you play Operation.
Like, yeah, it's like Operation.
So you play Operation.
Yeah.
And it's really annoying because it's like a super intense version of Operation where, like, blood shoots at you.
Nice. Mm. That's always fun.
See, this is fun. Honestly, this sounds like a good idea for, like, a magnet high school.
I felt like I was playing Operation yesterday because I dropped a piece of my food under, like, the thing on the stove. And so I tried to reach in to get it, and I touched the bar, and it didn't feel that great.
I do the same
thing. Failed that game of Operation.
I do the exact same thing. It's just like, oops, I dropped a piece of food in there. It's just like, so the fire is on, and I'm like, I know, but if it
turned the fire off, so there was that, but
I don't even do that. I just...
Well, with where it was, like, I would get burned by the fire if I stuck my hand in there. Mm. But I'm like, I have a small hand. I can reach, like, in between the grate, right? I was wrong. What's that one meme? The risk I took was calculated, but boy, am I bad at math.
I'm not as familiar with that one, but that's a good one, though.
It's a good one. I don't remember where it's from, but I've seen it somewhere on the interwebs. I want to say there's an image also associated with it, but unclear.
The message shall remain unclear.
Yes.
The world will never know. But anyway, back to Dante's Cove. So, yeah.
And we're back.
Yeah, so that's basically the whole thing. That's the whole beginning. And the whole, I think this part, I don't know if it's just this episode was called the beginning, or if we're in the beginning, which is the first portion. But, first season, because the first season is only two episodes, so.
Who knows?
Two episodes of an hour and a half, so. If you're thinking about investing and going down this path, that's exactly what you're getting yourself into.
I feel like it's less of a show with seasons and more like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, where it's like, I forget what they call their cycles, but they have like something similar to seasons. Mm. But they have a specific name for it, I want to say.
Phases, you mean?
Maybe.
Because, I mean, right now Marvel's going into like...
The idea is that every Avengers movie is the end of each, like... phase, and then they move to a new one.
Oh, well, yeah. Because they're going into, like,
phase. Because that's, like, a thing that they do. Like, they kind of have seasons.
Well, it must not be phases, then. It must be something else. Arc? Is it arc?
I don't know.
Whatever. I mean, it can't be phases, because they're moving into, like, phase 3 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe or something, because Avengers was, like, a huge cap. And honestly, I was looking at their release schedule for, because Disney put out their release schedule for, like, the next couple of years where Disney and Fox movies that are going to be released. And boy, am I already tired at what I'm going to see.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's going to be a lot of Disney live action movies, and I'm not into not into it. I'm really not.
Because we don't know what original content is anymore.
See, that's the thing, is it doesn't say that it's not original content. And I'm like, if it was original content, would I be as interested? And I'm like, I don't know. Because I'm like, but then again, Disney movies technically aren't for me, per se.
Disney, give us what the people want. A Dante's Cove reboot. It's what the people want.
That's honestly exactly what people wanted, right? Specifically from Disney. I want a
shot-by-shot remake, but if it was PG.
That would be such an interesting turn of events. They should put it on their new streaming platform, Disney Plus, when it comes out.
I agree, because, you know, they're all about that family-friendly content.
This will be family-friendly, all right. Uh-huh. Well, I'm interested in knowing how that's going to work, especially since they're like, oh, we're going to have a Loki show, and that's supposed to be family-friendly. I'm like, okay. How are you going to make Loki fun and family-friendly?
Right. Like, I know a lot of people are talking about what they're going to do with Deadpool, because, like, if you make Deadpool family-friendly, like, you've lost the spirit of Deadpool.
Yeah, you can't really make him family-friendly.
Yeah, his whole thing is that he's, like, not family-friendly.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that turns out. But basically, that's exactly... Well, I'm thinking back to Dante's Cove, and I'm like, there was that... She trapped him after she turned him into an old dude. She trapped him in the basement. And then there was that whole thing with the young gay guy and his boyfriend, who you said looks like Raphael from Jane the Virgin.
Like, at a certain angle, he kind of reminds me of him. I don't even know if he necessarily... Because, like, I'll look at him and be like, well, he doesn't, like, really look like him. But I think it's, like, the color, texture of the hair, and the stubble that, like, gets me. But, like, if you hit him at a certain angle...
Both of them are very attractive. So.
Yeah, I think that also might be part of it as well.
I agree. I mean, if that... What's funny is, like, you know, the younger gay guy was just like, I can't come out to my family or whatever, and then goes home and immediately
comes out to his family and runs away from home.
Well, after his dad says, like, I'm not gonna live in the same house as some faggot.
And then you just immediately laughed. That was the biggest reaction it got from you the entire time. You were, like, pretty quiet until he said that, and you just busted out laughing.
I don't know what it is, but it's, like, maybe it's because at this point in my life, whenever I hear it, it sounds funny. That word has always been really funny to me. Like, even if it's supposed to be, like, derogative or, like, to insult you, I'm just, like, it's just a funny-sounding word.
If someone, like, were ever to say that to you, would you just laugh?
Maybe. I feel like it probably would. Unless they were, like, super aggressive about it. Like, they would have to have, like, a sharp weapon while saying it for me to not laugh. But even then, I might still do...
And even someone then... Someone holds you at knife point.
Yeah.
And you laugh.
I might.
An interesting trip into Chad's psyche.
You know... I don't know.
That had some great lines in it, including, I love tomatoes, I love your tomatoes, and then, I don't speak lesbianese.
Honestly, the best part about this was when we were going, I feel like the best part was the fucking title sequence.
The title sequence was iconic, yeah.
It was, whoever the editor was,
they really outdid themselves.
They had the time of their life.
Oh, absolutely. Truly.
And on top of that, the more ridiculous thing is Stephen Amell of Arrow is in it. And it was... What's really funny is he's been in a lot of random things, because I think he was also in... I want to say he was also in the original Queer as Folk. Like, the one that was in Canada or Britain or something?
No.
I don't remember. It's really far into my memories of gay culture, but what's really funny is I want to say he was also in that, so I'm like, he's been in a lot of, like, random things before his career took him to Arrow.
Jeez. What? Wait, which character did he play again? I don't know what he looks like, so.
He was the straight dude in this one.
Okay, the one who you were... straight in quotes.
Dude. Yeah, the one who you were just like, why is he wearing a blazer and no shirt?
Yeah. And like an open blazer, too. Just like...
Because everyone is... Everyone's hot and sweaty. Like, this is a spooky beach.
Oh my god.
What's weird is they come from, like... They came from Laguna Beach to wherever this place is, which is Dante's Cove.
It honestly looks the same, but with darker, spookier color grading. Like, that's the only difference.
Yeah, but the only thing is, I don't know how far away this place is, because they make it seem like it's further than it probably is.
He said it was boat, train, and bus. And I'm like...
But we only saw him on a bus. So I'm like, what would make sense, especially since it's like, oh, we moved...
Plane wasn't in the budget.
Well, they have to still be on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Because it's hot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe they're, like, on an island?
But how is that a cove, then? I don't understand. So that's what I'm not understanding. Geographically, yeah. Where are we? I need to see a map.
Yeah, I need to know. I have a lot of questions about this, just in general.
But mainly, out of everything that I've seen, the only thing that I don't buy... is the fact that this place is further away than he said it was.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
I agree.
Not the wishes or whatever. It's just
I'm down that. For that, yeah.
Although, the effects have been quite funny so far. I can't wait to see how this progresses, because...
Same, I'm very curious.
Yeah, I mean, they get to a third season, and that one had multiple episodes, so... Mm-hmm. I think it had 8, because there's 12 episodes, I think, altogether, or something.
Interesting. So. Especially since 1 and 2 are really short.
Yeah, they're only 2 episodes.
Quadrupled the size for season 3.
Exactly.
That's uncommon.
It is very uncommon. But whoever... I just want to know who put money into this.
Yeah.
Maybe they were just like, we really need to create some gay content.
Yeah. And then they just went way overboard.
They overcompensated. Yeah.
Maybe they're like, if we just desensitize everyone to it, right?
Do you know what's really funny? Is they shoved, if this show had had, like, a full-sized first season, like, to about, like, 10 or so episodes, it probably would have had as many sex scenes in it, and they shoved all of it in these 2 episodes.
Oh my god.
They're like, no, all this sex is still happening.
What if they had to cut a bunch of stuff for time? Instead of cutting any of the sex scenes, they just cut most of the plot.
Now, that is a lore that I'm into.
Would rather cut story than the sex scenes.
You know what? Sex sells. We know what the gays want to see. They don't want to be bogged down with story. They just want to see bodies touching, glistening people.
Truly glistening. That one guy was dripping.
I guess that's what the mid-thousands were. Everyone was just wet.
Yeah. You know, I just remembered how Kevin and Toby... the main characters. So they were the ones in the car with Toby giving Kevin a blowjob.
Yes.
Who was the driver?
I think he was just a taxi driver. Who just...
didn't care.
He literally just smiled and nodded. He didn't even do that. He did neither of those things. He just kept his eyes forward and drove the car. He was not letting that affect his tip. He was like...
Apparently not.
He said, I said nothing, so I deserve a great tip.
Well, what a time.
Honestly, that'll be the one unsolved mystery of this show. Did that taxi driver get an adequate tip for pretending he didn't see anything?
I need to know. Sorry, I'm sleepy.
It's fine. Well, we'll find out as we continue to watch this. I don't know. I wouldn't say excited. I'm curious. I'm definitely curious to see how this unfurls.
Like, I'm intrigued, but...
Yeah, I'm hoping that at some point we get past all the sex and we get to the actual story.
That'd be great. It gets old after a while, where you're like, alright, it's like the 8th one.
Yeah. Kinda keep it in your pants, Toby.
Yeah.
Toby.
It really is Toby, specifically, who can't keep it in his pants.
Yeah. Anyway... Well, tune in next time. Gucci.
Gucci.